To the Coromandel Civil Defence Controller for Coromandel, Gary Towler joins us now. Kia ora, Gary.
Kia ora, Kim.
Did you have a rough night?
It wasn't as bad as we had planned for. The rain did get very heavy. Like, we've had 100 mils again overnight, and we'll probably get another maybe 50 to 70 during the day to about 4 o'clock.
Did you have many call-outs?
No, the fire service report, they had very few call-outs. I think the message for everyone to hunker down got through, and we were quite successful there.
You've got red warning through till 6 p.m. tonight. You're expecting more rain today, I think.
Yes, we will. We've probably got about 6 hours to go, Kim, and then possibly we're expecting, just in our discussions with our experts, at probably around about 4 o'clock, Met Service may lift the red warning. We'll just watch this storm event quietly disappear.
And you've got the weather heading your way from Auckland, so you'll be getting what they've got.
Yeah, luckily it is actually heading more out west, so it's actually, probably will get the tail of it, but I don't think we're going to get what they're actually experiencing at the moment.
All right. Any update on the roads? We know State Highway 25A is out of business for who knows how long.
So what we're doing is our rapid impact assessment teams are reporting in, and we've pretty much got that done and dusted. So we've got the entire State Highway 25 network is compromised in terms of, like, it is open, but there are little slips and one ways and rocks coming down all the time. So apart from that, we've got 5 local roads closed and we've got 10 under traffic management. So it's pretty restrictive still, and we're just advising everybody, if you don't have to travel, just stay home and just let us clear this up, and then we'll keep everybody updated.
All right, thanks for that. Gary Towler, Civil Defence Controller for Coromandel. 19 past 8.